Hello, my darling. I'm so glad you're awake. I've waited so many hours for the drugs to finally wear off. I wasn't actually quite sure about the dosage, and I think I might have nearly killed you. It's actually pretty difficult to figure out. So, you were asleep for quite a while. You must feel pretty sick. So please, drink some water. There you go. Good boy. Well, are you happy to see me? Obviously, the love of your life. I've been waiting so long to finally surprise you. And here we are, trapped in this sweet little basement I found. Sure, it's a little dingy, but it's ours. Don't worry, I'm really quite handy when I want to be. Oh, I didn't buy it. This house is abandoned. Mostly. There were some very scary people living here, but I was able to convince them to leave when I started screaming. That tends to make most people want to stay away from me. Here, you want to hear it? No? That's okay. It made all those scary people go away. Now, it's just you and me. I'll make sure you feel right at home soon enough. It's just hard to believe you're really here. I've watched you for so long. Does it matter where I know you from? It doesn't, right? Would it make you feel any better or somehow calm your nerves? I know you're scared, baby. It doesn't matter where I came from or even who I am. Just that I'm yours and you're mine, right? The fact of the matter is that I know you. I know everything that's important. I watched you for, well, how long doesn't matter, but long enough to learn everything. Your height, your weight, your favorite color, your favorite kind of shirts to wear, and the type of fabric. Whether you're a boxers or briefs kind of guy, your shoe size, your favorite video games, your relationship with your parents, how you feel about so many things. Again, does it matter, baby? Does it matter if I use the dark web, bribed your friends, or used a magical spellbook to watch your every move? What matters is that I'm here. That we're together. That I'm doing everything you always wanted. Okay, fine. I'll discuss a little, just for clarity's sake. I know the sites you frequent. I know you listen to Yandere ASMRs. I know you read Yandere doujins and manga. I know you watch Yandere anime. I know just how obsessed you are with, well, obsession. I learned all of that through your socials, just by following them. I didn't need to hack you. I didn't need to do anything illegal. At least, yet. I learned so much about you just by you volunteering the information. You provided it straight to me. You were quite literally asking for it. Begging for it. There was one trend I had noticed in your reading habits, which is part of why I've excluded some of my methods. I mean, you just enjoyed anything you could get your hands on. You didn't care what the origin of the stalker was. Trauma, brain damage, a curse, or just general mental instability. You just wanted her to love you, no matter what. And, well, I knew that I could do that. I knew that I was born for this. If you knew just how much I've suffered over the year, doesn't matter. Nothing in the past matters anymore. What matters is us, baby. Come here. Oops. I got lipstick all over you. You look adorable, though. Like marking my territory. And you know what else I could be marking? Your cock. Oh, and don't struggle, darling. We both know you want it, don't we? We both know all about your little consensual non-consent kink, too. You think a yonder is gonna ask permission to fuck the love of her life? No, I don't think so. She doesn't need to. Her beloved should understand just how badly she needs him. You know this, baby. You're basically an expert at this. Why am I having to explain this to you? Got me monologuing like an anime villain. Oh, I get it. You're stalling. You're trying to stop the inevitable here. Well, let me make things very clear to you. Here's exactly what's going to happen. I'm gonna suck your cock. You're gonna make me come with your mouth. And then we're going to fuck until I feel there's a very good chance you've gotten me pregnant. I'm not a monster. I know you have a refractory period. Why do you think I'm gonna sit on your face after I make you come with my mouth? I'm not gonna let a little biology stop me from getting the thing we both want. Do you understand? Say it. Say, I understand. Oh, wow, you really thought I was going to hit you, didn't you? But you and I both know yonders don't necessarily need to be violent to get what they want. There's so many different ways to make it work. Anyway, we should get started. Let me go ahead and take your pants off. I've been dying to throw this cock since I got you down here. Oh, you want to get to know me first? What a stupid attempt to distract me. Guy's in a wonderful romantic gesture. You know, just because I'm deeply in love with you doesn't mean I've lost all ability to identify when a man is trying to fuck with me. But fine. You need a little more time? Sure. I'll tell you a little bit about me. And then, plain and simple, I am going to rape you. Repeatedly. Do you understand? That is going to happen. No matter how long you try to put it off, it's happening. Got it? Good. Well, let's see. When I was very young, I came from a very not nice household. I won't bore you with details, but it was no place anyone should grow up. I'm sure some psychologists or therapists would say it resulted in the various diagnoses I would receive later when I was forcefully institutionalized, but I don't know how much of that I truly believe. You see, one way I coped was with movies and TV shows. I really liked the one where a character would do absolutely everything to make sure she got the person of her dreams. I admired those characters so much. They felt strong. They felt capable. Things I never felt I was. But I thought to myself, well, if these women or girls can do it, why can't I? And everyone in the shows and movies always just laughed it off. It made it feel like it was okay. And I legitimately thought that, for a while at least. I'm getting bored. I'm gonna start jerking you off now. But don't worry, I'll keep talking. Oh, so yeah, when I was in college, I finally got the courage to really start taking action behind my obsession. It was okay for a bit. That, unfortunately, ended badly. I ended up with a very strict restraining order. I violated it almost immediately, of course. But still, that didn't stop me. Eventually, I was arrested for stalking, kidnapping, blah, blah, blah. Thankfully, I had a really good lawyer. He was the only one willing to work with me. Kinda reminded me of that guy from Breaking Bad. Anyway, he was able to get me off some temporary insanity plea. I spent a lot of time in a clinic. It was nice. Eventually, though, I got out. How? Oh, the power went out at some point and all the doors just burst open. Nobody was sure why. It felt like destiny, though. It felt like a fresh start. So I left. Eventually, I finally met you. My perfect little darling. Oh, are you getting close to coming? Yeah, it's hard to hold back when a pretty girl is working your deck, huh? Go ahead. Come. I don't mind. We're gonna be here a while anyway. Come on, baby. Don't hold back. Just get it all out for me. Be a good boy and make a huge mess for me. I'll clean it all up. Don't worry. There you go. Come on. Come on. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, there we go. Yes. Look at you. Bearing ropes of cum. Oh, somebody's been packed up, huh? Oh. Mizzy boys forget to come sometimes, huh? Alright. Well, now that I've had a snack, let's continue. Down we go. That scared you, didn't it? But it's easy for me to squat my pussy on your face for this next part. I told you what was gonna happen. Now it's your turn, mate. So, as I was saying, that's when I saw you. I'm still not gonna tell you where I found you, but I did, and that's still all that matters. I began watching you every day. It felt so good getting to know you like that. I figured if we had the rest of our lives, it didn't matter if I got a head start. But, God. It feels so good to finally be with you. I thought about you every day. Came to you every day. Worried about you every day. Especially when stupid fucking nosy whores would talk to you or ask about you about your day. I just thought about you and wanted to be with you all the time. Darling, I just couldn't help myself. You're perfect. Even now, all the way you're eating my cunt, it just feels so fucking good. I think I'm going to come. What? What does it feel like Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. I'm coming. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh my god. Oh, holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit. I am. Oh, fucking squirting. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was the best fucking orgasm of my life. You're fucking perfect. God. That was fucking terrific. Oh. Are you choking on my cum? Jesus Christ. I really waterboarded you, didn't I? I'm so sorry, darling. Me? Just help you back up with this chair. That was a workout, huh? I'm kind of exhausted. Thank you for that wonderful orgasm. You really ate my pussy like it was to save your life, huh? So, the thing is, I kind of realized something as I was coming on your face. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm a person. Like, I'm not just a character in a TV show. My feelings, my needs, and just everything about me as a person are real. Who I am matters. What I want matters. I'm not just some knife-wielding trope or ankle-smashing lunatic. I've been through so much to get where I am today. And I should really give myself some credit. Thank you. You know, I was gonna fuck you because it seemed like the sort of thing a yandere would do. Just drain your balls until they're empty, but I don't feel like fucking you right now. I came good and hard, and I'll come back and use you when I want. What's that? Oh, no, I still love you. This is just how I show love. And that's okay. What do you mean? Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. But this is how I show love. And I've decided this is how you're going to accept love. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I am a real-life yandere. But at the end of the day, I'm going to do what feels best for me. And what's best for me is going to be what's best for us. I appreciate you so much, darling. So, so, so much. You helped me realize that, sure, maybe I have some things in common with these characters, but I'm an inspiration for them. Not the other way around. I'm better than a trope, darling. Because I'm real. I'll see you soon. Love you, baby.